Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 29, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Ingenico ePayments enables YOOZOO games to expand globally. PayTMI's healthcare payments space. LBBW, a Quensworldline extend partnership in SEPA payments until 2025. Chargebee raises $14 million MLN in Series D funding round. Temenos acquires Kony for $559 million MLN. Wirecard teams up with Westmith for digital payments. Barclaycard teams up with TouchBistro to power payments for its EPOS solution. JP Moran preps electronic FX trading and pricing engine in Singapore. Cyberattacks, fraud cost UK SMBs nearly $11 billion. Blockchain platform WeTrade sees first bank transaction. Top banks adjust Asia strategy to support corporate clients. Flywire partners with Vietnamese bank. Australia pushes invoicing to boost SMB compliance. Forex seeks to raise $900K on Crowdcube. Exiger appoints David Kaburski chief revenue officer. Monevo joins forces with USAve. SMBs hang in the balance of bank fintech collaboration. Tech Mahindra partners add joint on blockchain-based enterprise financial management and insurance. Bitwala brings mobile Bitcoin banking to Germany. When micro supply chain frictions create major payment bottlenecks. Revolut, WWF and the Rainforest Alliance join forces on Amazon appeal. Amadeus and Visa's CyberSource join forces to tackle fraud and friction in travel. Aussie credit card disruptor Zip to enter UK market. Now let's get started. Ingenico ePayments enables YOOZOO games to expand globally. Ingenico ePayments announced that it will provide payment services to YOOZOO games and will support the global gaming company to expand internationally. With Ingenico, YOOZOO games will reach gamers across the world through Ingenico Connect, a mobile-first platform offering payment across multiple devices and a wide range of alternative payment methods. Ingenico ePayments has been active in the global massively multiplayer online MMO gaming payments for more than 15 years. For more information about Ingenico ePayments, please check out a detailed profile of this company in our dedicated, industry-specific online company database. PayTMI's healthcare payments space. PayTM has announced its plans to enter the healthcare payments space to widen its customer base. In July 2019, PayTM expanded its educational services from fee payments, application forms, and career counseling, to education insurance, loans, and job applications. According to LiveMint, the company aims now to create a payments mechanism for doctors to help them receive consultation fees using PayTM to and make bulk purchases such as medical supplies. In addition, the company is also evaluating the business of connecting patients and doctors on a platform. Currently, around 14 million merchants use PayTM services and the company plans to increase the base to 24 million by the end of 2019 fiscal year. LBBW, a Quensworldline extend partnership in SEPA payments until 2025. A Quensworldline has announced the renewal of its service agreement with Landesbank Baden-Württemberg (LBBW) for SEPA payment services. A Quensworldline has been providing LBBW with a broad range of services for 12 years. These range from processing SEPA credit transfer to SEPA direct debit, SEPA card clearing, and XML checks. A Quensworldline also acts as a technical service provider and a central clearinghouse for various national payment transaction formats. Going forward, a Quensworldline will continue to process well over 1 billion SEPA transactions annually on its platform for LBBW, and this figure is expected to rise in the following years. Chargebee raises $14 million MLN in Series D funding round. Chargebee, a U.S.-based subscription management platform, has raised a $14 million in Series D funding round led by Steadview Capital. The new investment brings the total funds raised to date to $38.2 million. The current round of funding, led by Steadview Capital, along with existing investors, Insight Venture Partners and Excel, will help Chargebee to expand its subscription platform for the growing European SaaS market. The company plans to deploy this new investment in expanding their product offerings and partnerships to build an end-to-end subscription ecosystem to automate revenue operations. Temenos acquires Kony for $559 million MLN. Temenos has agreed to acquire Kony, a U.S.-based digital banking software as solution (SaaS) company. The acquisition will enhance Temenos' scale and capabilities in the U.S. and add significant digital expertise. The banking software company agreed to purchase Kony for an enterprise value of $559 million and an earn-out of $21 million, to be funded through cash and debt, subject to regulatory approvals. Kony has achieved growth with both top-tier and mid-market banks in the U.S. and internationally with its Kony Digital Banking Experience product, Kony DBX. With 1,500 employees, the SaaS company has been helping banks transform the experience for their clients with digital banking applications and its development platform, all of which are served through a cloud-hosted SaaS model. The transaction is due to be completed by early Q4 2019 and is subject to customary regulatory approvals. Wirecard teams up with Westmith for digital payments. Wirecard has signed an agreement with Westmith to expand Westmith's digital payment acceptance capabilities for e-commerce as well as at the POS. Westmith has over 1,600 stores across the world in airports, hospitals, train stations, and highway service areas and also an e-commerce business which includes click and collect and buy online return in store (BORIS) options. As per the agreement, Westmith will enable payment acceptance and processing. As a first step, over 900 UK stores will be equipped with China payment methods. The integration benefits Chinese customers, who can now pay in Westmith stores using their local payment methods. In addition, Wirecard and Westmith are launching their e-commerce collaboration by enabling the retailer to process payments made using MasterCard's Pay by Bank app. Pay by Bank app is an online checkout option that lets customers pay using the bank app on their phone. Users do not need to disclose payment details, create new accounts or logins, or remember additional passwords. Barclaycard teams up with TouchBistro to power payments for its EPOS solution. Barclaycard has signed an integration partnership with TouchBistro, a Canada-based iPad EPOS solution for restaurants and pubs. As per the agreement, Barclaycard's payment solution is integrated with TouchBistro, streamlining the bill-paying process for restaurants and diners. TouchBistro is an iPad-based EPOS solution built to simplify all aspects of running a restaurant, from order taking, payment processing, menu management, sales tracking, and reporting, to staff scheduling and more. Barclaycard's integration with TouchBistro for restaurants, cafes, bars, and pubs in the UK eliminates manual calculations and double entry. Payment values are automatically calculated in TouchBistro, including splits and gratuities, and are then processed by the payment terminal. New research from Barclaycard shows that 50% of consumers say that if wait staff were able to split the bill for them, it would improve their overall dining experience. JP Morgan preps electronic FX trading and pricing engine in Singapore. JP Morgan announced today that it will establish an electronic FX trading and pricing engine in Singapore, with support from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, designed to speed up trade executions for clients. Scheduled to launch in early 2020, the new trading engine will be JP Morgan's fourth electronic FX trading infrastructure globally that allows clients to conduct FX transactions effectively according to their geographical locations, adding to its existing platforms in New York, London and Tokyo. Covering a full range of spot FX and precious metals, the new platform demonstrates the firm's continued investment in this space for its clients. Singapore remains JP Morgan's long-standing FX hub in Asia Pacific, and this partnership with MOS will improve client experience through reduced latency in trade execution and greater price transparency. With electronic FX trading set to grow in the region, Singapore will benefit from the flows, and we see this initiative consolidating Singapore's position as Asia's leading FX trading center, said Sudhanshu Sanadia, head of Asia Currencies and Emerging Markets Trading, JP Morgan. The partnership with MOS is part of the central bank's strategic initiative to develop Singapore into a global price discovery and liquidity center for FX during Asia trading hours. JP Morgan's decision to launch its electronic FX trading and pricing engine in Singapore is a welcome boost to Singapore and Asia's FX market. A number of top-tier global players are building out their electronic trading and pricing engines here, which is strong validation and endorsement of Singapore as a global FX center. With the growth in Asia's FX trading needs and increasing demand for more efficient price discovery in the Asian time zone, regional market participants will benefit from better connectivity and latency, as well as enhanced pricing and trade execution in the Singapore FX electronic trading ecosystem, said Gillian Tan, Executive Director, Financial Markets Development Department, MOS. Cyber attacks, fraud cost UK SMBs nearly $11 billion. Small businesses in the UK lost an estimated $10.74 billion due to cyber attacks, fraud, terrorism and other risk factors, according to new research by insurance broker Gallagher. Reports in smallbusiness.co.uk on Wednesday, August 28, said Gallagher researchers are urging small and medium-sized businesses to develop incidence response plans amid revelations that such crises result in major financial losses. Nearly one quarter of SMBs surveyed said they were affected by some kind of crisis event in 2018, a 5% increase from the prior year. 17% also said they spent more than $12,000 to address the issue, while 9% said the price tag exceeded $24,400. Further, 23% said they do not believe their small business would be able to survive a month following such a crisis. Our research illustrates the scale of the challenge facing UK SMEs, said Gallagher's Crisis Management Managing Director Paul Bassett in a statement. When it comes to crises, cyber and IT security clearly represent a soft underbelly of businesses that together account for more than 99% of private firms. Given that the UK economy is heavily tilted towards services, cyber attacks and data breaches evidently present a growing and grave threat to small and medium-sized businesses. He added that small businesses must regularly review their incidence response plans and forms of protection, while also ensuring they are able to endure a crisis should it emerge. According to Bassett, small business owners must be diligent about more than just the financial cost of a crisis. Duration is key, he said. For companies with tight margins and limited working capital, even a relatively short-term denial of access to premises or systems paralysis could be a crippling, possibly fatal, blow. Small businesses, he continued, must be able to anticipate, prevent, respond to, and recover from a major security incident while having access to emergency funds. Blockchain platform WeTrade sees first bank transaction. Blockchain supply chain finance platform WeTrade has seen its first bank transaction. According to a Global Trade Review report, HSBC became the first bank to use the blockchain platform to execute a trade finance transaction, which occurred within the company's second round of pilot tests that began in June. The WeTrade platform enables small businesses to find trading and service partners to transact online, access bank payment undertaking, BPU, from their banks, described by HSBC as an online equivalent of a letter of credit, and to allow B2B suppliers to request financing from their banks, which provide early payments by discounting that BPU. We've done a number of transactions. It's a pilot, said HSBC UK. Head of Global Trade and Receivables Finance Ian Tandy in an interview with the publication. This is the first transaction where we have had two buyers use the system end-to-end, including the ability to write the invoice, agree to trade terms, provide the BPU and additionally receive funding off the back of that BPU. HSBC corporate customer BSWIFT and its corporate buyer in the Netherlands participated in the transaction. Use of the WE trade platform allowed BSWIFT to complete its trade finance transaction within a day, rather than the average 10 to 12 days it traditionally takes, according to reports. The bank pointed to the benefits of offering a transparent and more intuitive experience for businesses, though declined to say whether the platform would enable it to offer cheaper trade finance to business clients. Earlier this year, WE Trade hit a speed bump when its co-founder and CEO Roberto Mancone quit and spoke publicly about his doubts about blockchain's ability to fulfill expectations. "I have not yet seen something that shows the ultimate benefit of this technology," he said in April. "We are building solutions that are perceived as valuable by the providers of the solutions, not the users." Top banks adjust Asia strategy to support corporate clients. Some of the world's largest banks are adjusting their strategies in Asia in order to strengthen their support of corporate and small business clients. Reuters reported this week that HSBC has announced plans to introduce rebates and lower fees to its small business customers in Hong Kong amid broader economic challenges for the market. As Hong Kong's largest bank, the UK financial institution announced plans for a six-month interest rate rebate for small business loans issued under loan guarantee schemes. HSBC also plans to add fee subsidies for applications of those loans under the guarantee scheme, and said it will also lower fees on businesses making payments via its mobile payment service. The initiatives make HSBC the only large lender to introduce such measures amid economic pressures tied to the U.S.-China trade dispute and ongoing government protests, the report said. A spokesperson for the bank said the last time HSBC introduced small business support measures was immediately following the financial crisis in 2009. Hong Kong is HSBC's largest single market, reports added. Major financial institutions are looking to support their larger corporate clients elsewhere in Asia, too. Separate reports Wednesday, August 28, in Nikkei Asian Review said JP Morgan Chase and Citibank are both planning to bolster advisory staff in Japan to support corporate clients looking to grow globally via overseas acquisitions. "It's not just major corporations," noted Citi Head of Treasury and Trade Solutions in Japan Isao Kojima, according to reports. "Many Japanese companies are looking to adopt global and advanced financial accounting systems." Citi plans to grow its staff in Japan by about 10% per year. JP Morgan, meanwhile, said it aims to expand its staff in the country by 20% this year. According to the bank, a surge in cross-border merger and acquisition activity has Japanese corporates demanding more sophisticated funds management services from their banks, including global funds management systems. "With globalization, there is a growing awareness of robotics, AI, artificial intelligence, and data security," added JP Morgan's Tokyo branch manager Miwa Omori. Earlier this year, Standard Chartered announced its own investment plans to bolster business banking services in Asia. Flywire partners with Vietnamese bank. Flywire and Vietnam Prosperity Bank, VP Bank, today announced a new partnership that will simplify international tuition payments for Vietnamese students. "Working together, the companies are addressing the unique requirements and nuances of the Vietnamese market and ensuring compliance with local regulations while offering students and their families greater convenience and choice." By partnering with VP Bank, Flywire enables Vietnamese students to make their international tuition payments in VND, via their preferred method, including bank transfers, which are very popular in Vietnam. The joint offering also provides an intuitive, digital workflow for the submission of necessary documentation required by local regulations. Previously, this process was highly manual, and student payment options were very limited. Flywire is the tuition payment solution of choice for international students and schools, having processed over $12 billion for 2,000-plus education institutions around the world. The platform provides a single point of management and payer engagement from billing and payment through reconciliation. Schools can offer students and families a highly tailored, convenient and secure payment experience customized by school, country, and currency while accelerating funds flow and streamlining operational expense. Vietnam is one of the fastest-growing countries of origin for international students around the world, and as the country's economy continues to grow at a rapid rate, so too does the number of Vietnamese families sending children to study abroad, said Ryan Frere, Vice President of Global Payments for Flywire. Many of Flywire's client schools in the US, Canada, UK, and Australia already have large Vietnamese student populations. Our collaboration with VP Bank makes it significantly easier for those schools to serve students at higher levels in this important market. The Prime Minister and the State Bank of Vietnam are promoting increased digitalization in the banking sector in the country. This includes a focus on facilitating non-cash payments and streamlining administrative procedures to save time and expense for organizations, individuals, and society in general. The cooperation with Flywire demonstrates the bank's dynamic thinking and actions, which reaffirms its advantages in technology, its ability to capture market demand and create the most convenient experience for customers, said a VP spokesperson. Australia pushes invoicing to boost SMB compliance. The Australian Taxation Office, ATO, says killing off the paper invoice is critical to promoting corporate compliance and business growth as the nation readies to end its use of physical invoices. Reports in the Sydney Morning Herald on Wednesday, August 28, said the ATO is championing the end of the paper invoice, saying electronic invoices and other government initiatives to digitize business processes, such as single-touch payroll, can help address the ballooning small business tax gap. Australia is approaching a public consultation to pass legislation that would confirm a framework for invoicing in the nation, while Australia and New Zealand governments have also been collaborating on an invoicing standardization project for invoices sent between the two nations. The National Invoicing Initiative is part of Australia's move to adopt the Pan-European Public Procurement Online Framework, which sees governments adopting an invoicing framework for public procurement. Under its own framework, dubbed PEPPOL, Australia will aim to pay its small business government suppliers within 5 days if they sign up to receive electronic invoices. Australian government agencies will be using the PEPPOL framework for invoicing, said Minister for Housing and Assistant Treasurer Michael Sakar, according to reports. Agencies will commence implementation of PEPPOL-compatible invoicing once the global requirements are finalized and the Australian PEPPOL authority is established. The Australian Taxation Office's support of the invoicing initiative follows its announcement that small businesses in the country have left an $11.1 billion gap in tax payments, with cash-only businesses leading the tax-dodging behavior. But while regulators said invoicing will promote faster payments to small businesses as well as compliance, invoicing service providers say many small businesses lack awareness of how to send and receive invoices, or that it's even an option at all. Most business owners are slow to change from what they currently do, said Link 4 Chief Executive Robin Sands, reports said. Forex seeks to raise $900,000 on Crowdcube. After its successful crowdfund in 2015, which raised more than $670,000 and 243% of the initial target, Forex are back to seek investment once again in their fast-growing foreign currency business. With a target of $900,000, this round of funding is expected to be even more successful. Forex is driving forward with its mission to be the leading multi-currency exchange solution. With its award-winning self-service kiosk that exchanges 150 mixed currencies, including out-of-circulations coins and notes and changing local coins into notes, into pounds, euros or US dollars with no commission or fees, it continues to offer the public easy and convenient currency exchange across the UK. Forex has driven momentum from the last equity raise by expanding to 67 locations and widened its presence in high-footfall retail locations including TfL, London Underground Stations, Westfield and other major shopping centers, and Welcome Break, Moto and Roadchef service stations. Forex has built a presence in UK airports including Gatwick, Heathrow and Stansted. Revenue has grown by 175% in the last 2 years. Forex now has further plans for accelerating into international gateways and popular retail locations with 80 sites expected to be live by the end of this year. There is still a large untapped market opportunity in cash with 2.5 billion leftover foreign currency returning to the UK per annum, 92% of travellers are still taking cash abroad and 55% purchasing foreign currency in a branch location. Cashless payments for domestic spending continue to grow, but cash in circulation is also still increasing. There continues to be a need for a convenient, self-service solution for exchanging funds when and where the customer needs it. Forex kiosks can process 300 coins per minute without the customer needing to separate them first, and with high-speed image recognition technology can exchange both coins and notes in the same transaction. With 150 currencies accepted including low-value notes and many exotic currencies, the customer also has the option to donate part or of their entire transaction to a charity partner. To allow customers increased flexibility to transfer between their physical and digital wallets, Forex is looking with this latest fundraise to implement the next phase of its innovation roadmap. The focus is to provide a simple and engaging cash-to-digital interface, by introducing online currency pre-order and options to credit or withdraw, using a digital wallet. This will give the customer freedom to process, pay and deposit their foreign and domestic currency in a simple and convenient way. As Forex returned to Crowdcube on the 27th of August, Anthony Rice CEO said, "We are very excited about continuing our high rate of growth, and our future plans for the business which this new crowdfund campaign will help us achieve. Not only will we be able to expand our reach across the UK, but also accelerate our plans to move into international markets to drive revenue growth whilst offering our customers new digital conversion options. Our focus is to have our kiosks in the right place at the right time for our customers' foreign currency exchange needs. Forex will continue to be a step ahead with the right products which will enable us to become the primary self-service interface between cash and digital money." Exeger appoints David Kaberski Chief Revenue Officer. Exeger, the global leader in technology-enabled regulatory, financial crime, risk and compliance solutions, announced the hiring of David Kaberski to serve as the company's chief revenue officer. David will help Exeger accelerate growth and gain market traction across the firm's global advisory, technology, diligence and government services businesses. "We're delighted to have David join Exeger's leadership team at this exciting time in our evolution," said Michael Bieber, CEO of Exeger. "Exeger has had terrific success to date. Now, as we lay the foundation for accelerating our growth, we need a leader who can implement the business development and sales processes that are repeatable and scalable while preserving the entrepreneurial spirit, agility and client centricity that has and will continue to make Exeger great. David is that leader. David brings breadth and depth of experience in deploying integrated solutions to clients with proven expertise in revenue leadership, account management, digital marketing effectiveness, salesforce optimization and client success. He has a seasoned understanding of how to build exceptional teams to deliver solutions seamlessly across multiple disciplines. Joining Exeger was an easy decision," said David. "I was immediately drawn to the level of expertise across the organization, commitment to excellence and the pace of growth the team has driven since its launch. Starting from a position of such strength is rare and I'm excited to lead the next phase of Exeger's growth strategy." David has more than 20 years of experience in revenue leadership roles, spanning entrepreneurial, private equity and venture capital-backed firms, as well as public corporations of various sizes and stages of maturity. Before joining Exeger, he served as head of sales at Broadridge, a global fintech firm. Prior to Broadridge, he was a principal of Six Points Venture Concepts, a boutique advisory firm helping growth companies accelerate go-to-market success. He was also the chief operating officer, chief revenue officer at CodeStreet, a private equity-funded technology company delivering software solutions to the global financial services industry, and EVP and managing director at SimCorp, a publicly traded global software firm focused on the financial services vertical market. Monevo joins forces with USAve. Monevo, Europe's largest lending marketplace and platform, has announced it has partnered with yet another brand seeking to improve their customers' access to credit, USAve. USAve joins a host of other brands seeking to improve their customers' access to credit by choosing Moneyvo to power their lending marketplace. The partnership means that for the first time USAve's customers can now complete an application for credit and receive personalized loan offers all within the USAve UX. Moneyvo is the most flexible lending platform available. The Moneyvo API can pull real-time results back to integrated partners' systems or, alternatively, can support various lighter integration options including embeddable widgets, hosted results pages and entire white-label websites. USAve is a leading domestic utilities comparison site focused on delivering opportunities for savings on broadband and energy plans to its 10,000s of users. Given the company's aim of improving their users' access to the best products and services, expanding their repertoire by offering a loan comparison service was the perfect next step, and Moneyvo are the perfect fit to support the USAve lending marketplace. Tim Kirby, Group Commercial Director at Moneyvo said, "The Moneyvo marketplace platform has a single goal, to improve consumers' access to credit. USAve and Moneyvo is a natural partnership. USAve shares Moneyvo's passion to innovate and provide world-class products and services. Consumers want tech to do their heavy lifting when it comes to finding the right products online. Marketplace solutions are commonplace in other verticals. Take www.skyscanner.com and www.booking.com for example. Moneyvo creates the same user experience when seeking a personal loan. Our deep data insights and AI returns the consumer a personalized, pre-approved table of loan offers from Moneyvo's 50-plus panel of lenders. Results are all served within the partner's branded environment, and, importantly, with extremely little development requirement by the hosting partner." James Whittam Smith, managing director at USAve, said, "We can now present pre-approved loan offers from Moneyvo's panel of personal loan lenders natively within our own environment. At USAve, we have led the way in allowing consumers to compare energy and broadband deals. Giving our customers access to personal loan options from over 50 lenders by partnering with Moneyvo supports our strategy of constantly seeking to deliver the best possible consumer outcomes in the market." SMBs hang in the balance of bank-fintech collaboration. Small businesses have historically been deemed as unprofitable by major banks, with FIS innovation efforts often prioritizing consumer products, followed by commercial banking offerings. The twist is, that gap in small business banking innovation led external fintechs to step in, and today, small business banking is a highly competitive, and highly innovative, area of financial services. With fintechs rushing in to fill the gaps in small business lending, banking and other financial services left by traditional banks, those FIS saw an opportunity to collaborate with their fintech peers and integrate their solutions, rather than spend the money on inventing new small business products internally. In India, Visa recently announced a partnership with FinTech Open to introduce new small business banking services. French bank BNP Paribas revealed in July its collaboration with OneUp to help the financial institution migrate its small business banking offerings to the cloud. And in May, alternative lending platform Biz2 Credit launched its Biz2X software as a service platform, allowing banks to white label its SMB lending solution. Collaboration versus competition. Bank fintech collaboration has been on the rise in the US, whereas in the UK, the regulatory and competitive climate has opened the doors for a flood of challenger banks, many of which target the small business customer segment in direct competition to traditional banks. Now, the US is beginning to show signs of a challenger banking boom, with regulators recently introducing a bank charter to fast-track fintech's ability to obtain nationwide approval to operate. The initiative has been met with resistance, however, and many fintechs continue to rely on bank collaboration in order to launch their U.S. banking operations. Earlier this week, Canada-based Northone announced a deal with another industry newcomer, Radius Bank, to launch its mobile-first small business banking offering. It's an example of the delicate competition versus collaboration balance in small business banking, where many fintechs rely on traditional banks' compliance standing and core banking infrastructure to introduce their technologies to the market. Striking a balance for SMBs. At the same time, as PYMNT's latest digital banking tracker uncovers, traditional banks cannot ignore the competitive pressure of these challenger banks. As the tracker notes, researchers estimate that legacy financial institutions will lose out on about $159 billion in deposits to newcomer challengers in the next year alone, while the percentage of consumers that find a physical small business branch important declining in 2018, PwC data show. U.S. legacy banks are facing competition on all sides from fully digital institutions, the tracker states. Established banks will need to reevaluate everything from their mobile banking solutions to their banking fees and branches if they want to keep hold of their customers. That goes for small business clients, too. However, as KeyBank head of digital banking Jamie Warder explained in the tracker, these competitive pressures will ultimately prove beneficial to the banking industry as traditional and fintech banks alike drive innovation to new heights. Legacy banks need to embrace artificial intelligence, machine learning, and other new technologies, he said, to boost their offerings beyond simple transactional banking, including the small business banking segment. Both legacy and challenger banks are needed to push the small business banking innovation needle forward. Legacy banks have the scale and the roots necessary to handle several diverse needs at once, he said, while challengers tend to focus on innovating in one particular area of aspect or banking. What these fintechs can do is focus on one area. They can bring a different way of thinking. It's about how modern technologies and data can make that better. Tech Mahindra Partners add joint on blockchain-based enterprise financial management and insurance. Tech Mahindra, a leading provider of digital transformation, consulting and business reengineering services and solutions, and Adjoint, a global leader in innovative financial technology, have announced industry's first blockchain solution for secure enterprise financial management and insurance services across locations to create a seamless and reliable customer experience. With this solution, customers will be saving up to $4 million United States dollars for every $1 billion of financial risk management and banking relationships. The solution is built upon Uplink, an open-source distributed ledger platform designed to improve efficiency, security, and compliance in modern financial processes. It has a messaging and consensus protocol mechanism through which the participants in the blockchain ecosystem agree on the data to be put in the blockchain ledger. It allows enterprises to quickly deploy, maintain, verify, and execute secure, multi-party workflows. Rajesh Dudu, Global Head Blockchain, Tech Mahindra, said, Tech Mahindra will partner with Adjoint to provide customized treasury and insurance solutions to Asia, Europe, and the US markets. The solutions will help the clients improve profitability, efficiency, and will help protect sensitive information in General Data Protection Regulation (GDPR) compliant fashion. With Tech Mahindra focusing on the banking, financial services and insurance (BFSI) sector across the globe, we are happy to collaborate with a financial technology company like Adjoint to enrich our banking and insurance solutions offerings. The Adjoint solution would enable enterprises to validate the business case with their own data in their own secure environment and help in eliminating out-of-order and double data entry, creating a seamless and reliable user experience backed by data integrity and quality. Auditors can be given access to an immutable record of all transactions, facilitating reporting and compliance as well. Samil Goyal, Chief Operating Officer, Adjoint, said, Our collaboration with Tech Mahindra will help us bring digital innovation to the corporate treasury and insurance space. Our clients will be able to better manage settlements, loans and investments that may currently be restricted by corporate divisions, countries, or bank accounts, and thus reduce their working capital needs. Our solutions provide secure, end-to-end automation of business processes which reduces costs and eliminates the cumbersome process of data entry and reconciliations, which is common today in banks and corporates. This collaboration is in line with Tech Mahindra's TechM NXT charter, which focuses on leveraging next-generation technologies and solutions, like blockchain. The underlying priority is to enable digital transformation, build and deliver cutting-edge technology solutions and services to address real-world problems and meet the customers' evolving and dynamic needs. Bitwala brings mobile Bitcoin banking to Germany. For the first time, mobile users can open a German bank account with an integrated Bitcoin wallet and trading on their smartphone within minutes. Bitwala, Germany's cryptocurrency flagship, makes this possible with the launch of its new Bitcoin banking app for iOS and Android. What is more, the account opening process is reduced to just a few minutes. It was never safer, easier, and faster to manage Bitcoin. Berlin-based Bitwala enables customers in more than 30 European countries to buy, sell, and store Bitcoin. Bitwala is the only banking service presently active in the European Economic Area offering a free current account with a built-in Bitcoin wallet and trading. The current accounts are hosted by Solarize Bank, the Berlin-based tech platform with a German banking license, and are supervised by the Federal Financial Supervisory Authority, BaFin. New app reduces time to open an account to a few minutes for new customers. Our developers have been working hard for months to provide our users with the best app experience possible. We are particularly proud to have reduced the onboarding time for new customers. Onboarding is now directly integrated into the app. Once you have an account, you can seamlessly integrate your daily banking activities, whether in Bitcoin or Euro, into your everyday life, said Benjamin Jones, co-founder and chief technical officer of Bitwala. The video identification process is fully integrated into the mobile app. In order to verify residence in the European Economic Area, a valid national ID card or passport and proof of address are required. In all, the verification only takes a few minutes, afterwards the account is instantly ready to receive and send euros or Bitcoin. Buy and sell Bitcoin directly from the bank account. Bitwala is superior to most, if not all, other gateways to blockchain-borne assets as its general setup requires no special technological knowledge. It works just like conventional online banking and is therefore different from an account at a crypto exchange as customers can also use it to manage their daily finances as well as benefit from higher legal safeguards. What is more, Bitwala only charges a competitive 1% fee for Bitcoin trading, the account and the Bitwala debit card are free of charge. With the integrated Bitcoin wallet, users can buy and sell Bitcoin directly from their bank account. The balance in Euro or BTC is available on the account within the hour. On top, the Bitwala wallet features innovative peer-to-peer functionalities such as transferring Bitcoin between friends and family. Users can easily send and receive Bitcoin, or request a specific amount of Bitcoin via QR code. Transactions in the wallet can be authorized by using biometrics. With Bitwala, your Bitcoin are booked directly on the blockchain via a multi-signature wallet. This is another way of saying that hacking Bitwala is as useless as breaking the blockchain itself and that our customers are fully in control of their Bitcoin wallets at all times. Therefore, we are the safest way to buy, sell, and store Bitcoin, now even on your smartphone, said Christoph Iwanias, chief financial officer at Bitwala. Manage the free debit card securely via app. Bitwala provides its account holders with a free debit MasterCard that can be used for contactless payments and money withdrawals at over 40 million locations worldwide without any fees. If the card is lost or stolen, it can be blocked directly in the new app. Ordering a replacement is as easy as the click of a button. Optional push notifications, account holders can remain abreast on all activities on their bank account, such as card transactions or incoming Euro and BTC transfers. When micro supply chain frictions create major payment bottlenecks. Down supply chains, paper checks indeed remain the dominant way companies pay suppliers, logistics service providers and business partners. While the payment method is far from efficient, paper requires manual data entry, expanding the risk of mistakes and fraud and taking up valuable time. It's often the actions before the actual act of payment bogging up cash flow. Inefficiencies within supply chain streams have a domino effect. Paper documents and manual data entry can delay shipment, receiving, processing and more, which not only impacts the operations of one business, but all those connected further down the chain. So while paper checks lack efficiency, Turvo co-founder and chief revenue officer Jeff D'Angelo tells PYMNTS that it's those prepayment, micro bottlenecks that add up to massive delays in operations, and in payments. The lack of visibility and reliance on manual calculations and copy and paste workflows leads to small discrepancies that can grind the process to a halt and erode trust between partners, he said in a recent interview. When this is magnified across hundreds or throughs of shipments a day involving different companies and people across various departments, something as simple as tracking down paperwork or figuring out who to contact about an invoice that doesn't match your records can result in blocked payments. In other words, supply chain's cash flow bottlenecks cannot be addressed solely by the switch to electronic payments. That is perhaps why Turbo included support for paper checks with Turbo Pay, the firm's recently announced B2B payment solution integrated into its logistics and supply chain management platform. The solution also supports ACH and EFS. The company also supports ComCheck, a popular payment type in the logistics space operated by ComData similar to a paper check. While these payment types may not offer the speed of electronic payment forms, D'Angelo noted that the crux of their friction is the inability for logistics and supply chain solution providers to integrate the act of paying by check into their existing digital platforms like accounting portals. Putting payments in context is essential to smooth supply chain operations, he said. The check itself isn't the problem, it's the struggle for companies to obtain data from that payment method and integrate it into their back office processes as part of the broader operational picture. That's perhaps why APIs have become an increasing focus for supply chain technology firms. Historically, EDI, electronic data interchange, has been the standard for transmitting data between partners in this space, with businesses relying on EDI to exchange payment-related information like invoicing and transaction data. However, some industry participants have raised concerns over EDI's lack of encryption and standardization from one organization to the next. While D'Angelo did not point to specific technologies, he did note that the focus on data integration across supply chains will be key to the company's growth moving forward. It will also be key to further reducing friction in B2B payments, especially as Turbo begins to look at real-time payments functionality for its corporate users. But as he noted previously, tackling payments friction must not only include payment digitization, but also addressing friction points before the act of payment. That means technologies that would seemingly have nothing to do with B2B payments could support more efficient flow of funds down supply chains. D'Angelo pointed to the ability to capture data from Internet of Things (IoT) connected devices and smart sensors, which are increasingly popular technologies in shipping and logistics, as key to addressing supply chain friction. Forrester Research previously predicted businesses will spend $434.9 billion every year to develop and operate IoT solutions by 2023, with inventory and supply chain management expected to account for the greatest portion of that spend. While IoT-connected devices may not necessarily have a direct impact on B2B payments, they open up opportunities to smooth out how companies obtain, manage and share digital data, all of which has an effect on a company's ability to make a payment. According to D'Angelo, corporates are driving forward in their efforts to embrace digital workflows, yet paper checks remain the most popular form of B2B payment in supply chain and logistics operations. That means businesses are missing an opportunity to digitize, integrate and take advantage of payment data. However, he warned, it's worth noting that the overall speed and efficiency of payments in this industry are less tied to the actual payment mechanism, and stem from the lack of transparency and errors in the work leading up to a payment. That could mean improper invoicing, delays or errors in manual data entry, or lost documents. When technologies like IoT allow for more deeply integrated and accessible data, businesses can not only operate more smoothly, said D'Angelo, they can pay more quickly and efficiently. Revolut, WWF and the Rainforest Alliance join forces on Amazon appeal. Revolut has today announced that it is working with WWF and the Rainforest Alliance on an emergency appeal to support those on the front line dealing with the devastation caused to the Amazon rainforest. All donations to the Rainforest Alliance made through Revolut will be directed towards efforts in the Amazon, and for the next week, all donations to WWF will be treated likewise, funding a range of important causes aimed at protecting our rainforests. Customers' donations will help WWF and the Rainforest Alliance battle the devastation on the ground, as well as supporting local and indigenous community needs for medical assistance, firefighter training and security. In addition, both charity organizations are working with governments on better regulations to protect rainforests from deforestation and other forms of damage, whilst partnering with businesses to find more sustainable ways of working, which don't involve destroying vast areas of rainforest. Revolut customers will be able to donate via the in-app donations feature, which allows all users to round up their card payments and donate the difference to charity. Customers can also donate by setting up a recurring payment or making one-off donations. 100% of the amount donated by customers goes to each charity, with Revolut charging no fees to donate to their preferred charity. There is no minimum donation amount and the feature can be turned on and off by customers at any time. Nick Storonsky, CEO and founder at Revolut said, "The rainforests are one of the world's most important ecosystems, so it is devastating to witness the fires currently destroying vast areas of the Amazon. Through our work with WWF and the Rainforest Alliance, we want to help people donate easily and support efforts to tackle the fires, offer emergency relief and protect our rainforests." Rob Wood, head of partnership communications at WWF UK said, "The fires raging through the Amazon are an urgent global issue because we can't fight the climate crisis without stopping the destruction of our forests. We'd like to thank Revolut for supporting our emergency appeal and giving their customers an easy way to help." Han de Groot, CEO at Rainforest Alliance said, "Through its 30-year history, the Rainforest Alliance has focused on preventing deforestation at the nexus of agriculture and business. Forests, better agricultural practices, and holistic land management are a crucial component to reducing the effects of climate change," said Han de Groot, CEO of the Rainforest Alliance. "While that certainly means changing land management practices to be more environmentally sustainable, it also must entail a change in how farmers are remunerated for their hard work, the way companies source their ingredients, and what we consume. We need holistic, long-term change." Mariana Barbosa, Brazil country led at Rainforest Alliance said, "In such a heartbreaking moment for our country, it is deeply encouraging to see this massive wave of solidarity, led by people from all over the world. In just a few short days, small donations made through social media became a substantial source of support for five Brazilian frontline organizations working to defend the Amazon rainforest and its indigenous people, demonstrating that collective action can make a big difference." Amadeus and Visa's CyberSource join forces to tackle fraud and friction in travel. The European Central Bank estimates Europe suffers from 1.3 billion in online card fraud each year. That's why the Payment Services Directive 2 (PSD2) and the Regulatory Technical Standards (RTS) mandate what is known as Strong Customer Authentication (SCA). This will introduce two-factor authentication for most electronic payments made in the European Economic Area (EEA). Against this backdrop, Amadeus has collaborated with CyberSource, Visa's payment management platform, to offer the global travel industry a range of advanced fraud and payment management capabilities. Preparing for strong customer authentication. From the outset, this collaboration will help travel merchants prepare for SCA, reduce fraud risk, and minimize the potential impact on customer experience with the introduction of two-factor authentication. The RTS stipulate that, for the majority of electronic payment transactions within the EEA, the payer will need to prove their identity using at least two of the below techniques. Something the payer knows, e.g. PIN. Something the payer has, e.g. SIM card or mobile device. Something the payer is, e.g. fingerprint. To help support SCA requirements, CyberSource's 3D Secure 3DS2 authentication solution is being integrated with Amadeus payment platform. 3DS2 includes significant enhancements that lay the foundation for travel merchants and their banking partners to support SCA, without sacrificing a quick and simple payments experience. Specifically, 3DS2 means travel merchants and banks involved in payments can exchange significantly more data, which supports improved risk assessments. This can help to reduce instances where travelers are asked to practice two-factor authentication, meaning less payment friction. Native support for in-app authentication on mobile devices, coming with 3DS 2.2. Ability to request specific exemptions included in the SCA requirements, coming with 3DS 2.2. Justin Fraser, head of CyberSource Europe, commented, "The travel industry, like so many, is facing a new era shaped by new technology and regulation. This is coupled with the changing demands of consumers, who are expecting to interact and transact with ease. It's critical to offer a seamless payment experience, while meeting new regulatory requirements and delivering effective authentication and fraud management. Travel merchants that have the right technology in place will be in a stronger position to optimize exemptions under SCA, manage fraud, and ultimately deliver on traveler expectations for simple and secure travel payments." Bart Tompkins, Managing Director, Payments, Amadeus, added, "In a world where payments are increasingly mobile and travelers expect to pay with a single click, it's essential merchants keep the overall experience in mind when implementing SCA." He continued, "By working closely with the CyberSource team, we have committed to delivering the benefits of the new 3DS2 protocol across our solutions and the wider travel ecosystem, laying the foundation for simple and efficient two-factor authentication by harnessing innovations such as biometrics." The bigger picture. As part of Amadeus Payments offering, a range of CyberSource's payment, fraud and authentication management solutions will be made available to the worldwide travel ecosystem. Appropriate fraud screening helps provide travel merchants with the confidence to pursue various exemptions under SCA, putting them in a stronger competitive position. CyberSource fraud management capabilities are backed by machine learning insights from billions of Visa and CyberSource transactions annually, for greater accuracy and early detection of fraud, as well as consumer authentication services by Cardinal Commerce. Aussie credit card disruptor Zip to enter UK market. Zip Co Limited, Zip, is pleased to announce that it has entered into an agreement to acquire 100% of the shares in global installment technology platform, PartPay Limited, PartPay, providing exposure to four key geographies: New Zealand, United Kingdom, United States and South Africa. Zip has concurrently agreed to acquire a direct strategic equity interest in New York-based Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, provider, QuadPay Inc., QuadPay. Auckland-headquartered PartPay provides Zip with a portable platform that has been localized to international markets and is easily adaptable to new geographies, a significant installment player in New Zealand, NZ, which includes an integration with NZ's leading retail group, The Warehouse Group, and an early-stage, fully operational United Kingdom, UK, subsidiary supported by a local team, which is ready to scale. PartPay brings strategic relationships. Established in January 2017, PartPay has over 110,000 customers across over 250,000 installment plans and is integrated into over 1,000 retailers, including The Warehouse Group, NZ's leading retail group, and Spark, NZ's largest telco. The NZ business complements Zip's Australian merchant base and aligns strongly with Zip's core strategy of bringing customers and merchants together via a fair and valued payments experience. PartPay has been conducting credit and ID checks from inception. PartPay's key management team, including founder John O'Sullivan, will remain with the business and join the Zip team. PartPay added its first merchant onto the UK platform in January 2019, and is supported by a solid, local team who have begun to make inroads in this significant market. PartPay's technology platform has also been successfully deployed into other international markets where, in exchange for its codebase, PartPay secured strategic shareholdings within the following fast-growing BNPL providers: 8.9% in QuadPay in the United States, and 24.7% in Payflex Proprietary Limited, Payflex, in South Africa. Launched in January 2018, New York-headquartered QuadPay is a leading, high-growth, U.S.-based installment provider. QuadPay enables consumers to pay in installments anywhere, online and in-store. Launched in September 2018, Johannesburg-based Payflex is the first to market within South Africa and with potential for exciting growth across sub-Saharan Africa. The PartPay acquisition involves total upfront consideration of 50.8 million New Zealand dollars, the upfront consideration, with an earn-out of up to a further 15 million New Zealand dollars based on certain prescribed performance milestones being achieved during the FY20 and FY21 financial years, the earn-out consideration. The total maximum consideration of C 65.8 million New Zealand dollars will be paid by Zip through the issue of new fully paid ordinary shares in Zip, subject to shareholder approval. The new Zip shares issued as part of the upfront consideration will be subject to certain voluntary escrow arrangements. Refer to the appendix to this release for further information. Increases stake in QuadPay in the United States. Concurrent to the PartPay acquisition, Zip has also entered into a subscription agreement with QuadPay to invest a further approximately US$11.4 million into QuadPay, which, when combined with PartPay's existing shareholding, will result in Zip maintaining a 15% fully diluted shareholding in QuadPay. As a strategic shareholder in QuadPay, Zip will have a right to appoint one director to the QuadPay board and priority allocation within further investment rounds. This investment by Zip in QuadPay is not conditional on Zip's acquisition of PartPay. Alignment of organizational culture and interests. Zip CEO and Managing Director, Larry Diamond, said, "This transaction marks the beginning of Zip's global expansion story. Whilst we see significant upside in the core Australian business, we feel the timing is opportune to begin investing abroad as we seek to build a global payments business. PartPay has proven experience swiftly launching their technology in four different markets, and the potential for many more. There is clear and strong alignment between PartPay's and Zip's philosophy on responsible credit, and we look forward to working with PartPay's highly capable management team as we grow our market share in New Zealand and expand into the United Kingdom." This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.